Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Let me remind you that we encourage your calls, your comments, your dialogue and discussion as we make the issue relevant each and every day. As we look at the issues for today, we're talking about Iran, the Middle East, and biblical prophecy. Iran, the Middle East, and biblical prophecy. How does all that fit together with the Word of God? What does God's Word say about the final days and what will be taking place in the Middle East? What about Russia, China? What about Iran, Iraq, Syria, Germany, Turkey? How do these nations play into the final days of the prophetic text of the Word of God? We're going to touch on that today. And I pray that it will be a benefit, a blessing, a challenge to you to recognize that God's Word has already settled what the future holds. God's Word has already given us in eschatological prophetic text what God is going to do. So may I encourage you that with the words from the Word of God, that God is in control. He's still on the throne. He's not lost control because Joe Biden is inept. He's not lost control because of the socialist, Marxist, communist that's in control in Washington. God is still in control. He's still on the throne. We're going to talk about that today as we talk about Iran, the Middle East, and biblical prophecy. Ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I am not an Arminianist. I'm not a Calvinist. I'm a central biblicist. Simply means, regardless of what denominations may say, regardless of what the customs and the culture may believe in its change of the Scripture, I stand by the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Therefore, I simply refer to what I think, say, and do as being a central biblicist. And that is simply because I depend on the written, revealed, inspired Word. It is what I call the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples, John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any greater place to book to place our faith and trust and confidence in than the Word of God, what God's Word says. God says it, that settles it, whether we fully understand it, whether we believe it, reject it, or receive it or not, it still stands. And this is the reason it's so vital for us to understand the Word of God. Jesus himself said in John 14, 6, I am truth. It is the truth of the Word of God. And then in John 17, 17, the Bible says, thy word is truth. It's speaking of the truth of the Word of God. It's speaking of the fact that God has said it. And may I recommend the truth book to you, because that settles every issue that we're faced with anytime, anywhere, any day. Ladies and gentlemen, it was George Orwell, the secularist, in his writing of the dystopian fiction novel, 1984, where he said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's exactly correct today. We're finding those in the Beltway in Washington making all kinds of statements. In fact, if you want to watch some lying, watch the press conference, the White House press conference with Jen Psaki. And I don't believe she can tell a lie with a straight face. It shows all over her face when she's given responses. That's just my opinion. You can look at it otherwise if you like. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand for truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I commend that to each and every one of my listeners each and every day, that we need to live the truth, love the truth, learn the truth, and be willing, ladies and gentlemen, to defend the truth, stand on the truth, even if you have to stand alone. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about landscape lawn care equipment for the professional as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. You might ask, where is that? How do you find it? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic flag is flowing. It's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Gigantic flag, U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm growing concerned as I see what is taking place in Washington and with the U.S. House of Representatives and the senators and the smokescreen that is being given to us. It's all under the guise of the focus on the COVID lockdowns and the COVID pass and the COVID mask that's being required. But all the time this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, all the while the world is focused on COVID, 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 God's moving forward with the fulfillment of his biblical prophecy. Joe Biden and his new pro-China and pro-Iran and pro-Syria and pro-appeasement appears to be totally blind, I believe, at the future of the world and what the last days have for us, according to the scripture. Yes, I'm saying that we're watching what I would call, if you'd ask me the question, we're watching what I believe could be called a demonic smokescreen that's deflecting the minds and the hearts and the lives of people, conservatives, Christians, patriots, and the world in general, deflecting the mind and the heart away from biblical truth and what God is doing. This is the reason I'm saddened to see so many of our churches yet closed. This is the reason I think it is a demonic plot, a demonic ploy, a demonic plan to keep the eyes deflected from the truth of what God is doing in the world in which we're living in today. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, God's word tells us what to expect and what will happen, even warns us that the things that shall take place in the last days. God's prophetic clock is ticking. God's prophetic clock is ticking. Someone said that if you want to know what's happening in the world, look at God's prophetic clock. The hour hand is pointing at Israel. The minute hand is pointing at Jerusalem. And as the time clicks away, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching it come closer and closer to the day that we see in the scripture spoken of as the future days, or in that time. And it's speaking of the days before us, the future days in the world in which we're living. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply tuck this in. There are a lot of things that will be taking place, I believe, in the very near future that will literally frighten the socks off the general public if they had a full comprehension, understanding of what God is doing, why he's doing it, and what is the direction in which it's all moving in. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Middle East is the focus of what you find in the majority of the eschatological prophetic text in the Word of God. What is happening today is setting the table. It is setting the player, putting the players in place. It is setting the stage for what God is going to do in the last days in this old world. Just recently, you recall, under the leadership of President Trump, the Trump administration, the world witnessed as Jerusalem once again became the focus of the world's attention. It's the time when Jerusalem itself became the capital of Israel. And biblically speaking, Jerusalem has always been the capital of Israel for about 4,000 years. And yet it was not recognized by the world. And there was great horror and disdain by multitudes of the Arabic jihadist Islamic nations around Israel when that took place. We watched as President Trump brought about the recognition of the Golan Heights as belonging to Israel. We watched as the president, Donald Trump at the time, put the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem and recognized the Golan Heights. We witnessed, ladies and gentlemen, the coming together of the pieces, the beginning of what's called the Abrahamic Accord. Now, some disagreed with that, and some thought that was a wrong decision on the part of President Trump. I think we saw in that the little pieces, if you will, of the prophetic text of the Word of God coming into place, being put into place. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking today about Iran, the Middle East, and biblical prophecy. I'm looking at an article that says Turkish President Recep Erdogan issues fiery warning to global community, saying Jerusalem belongs to Turkey and we'll take it back. Turkish President Erdogan has warned the world that Jerusalem belongs to Turkey, hearkening back to the Ottoman Empire's control over the city for hundreds of years up until it was ejected in 1917. The body of the article says this. The word Jerusalem occurs 811 times in 764 verses in the King James Bible. And when we read those 811 instances of the word Jerusalem, we come to an immediate and overwhelming conclusion. The conclusion is Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and Jerusalem is where God has placed his own name, and that God has given it to the Jews forever. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's a pretty strong statement, and I believe it's correct. And here's a little blurb from this article. Since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribes of Israel to build an house in, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be a ruler over my people, but I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David, this chosen David, to be over my people, Israel. 2 Chronicles 6, 5 and 6 from the scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, we're setting the stage for what I believe we're setting, when I say we, our nation, the world, we are setting the stage today for what I believe will be the ultimate final cataclysmic events that's recorded in the scripture. And we'll point to it, and then we'll come back later and look at it. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, it gives us the grave picture there of what shall take place in that cataclysmic event when the battle is waged, being led by Russia, and ultimately China will come into the final days during the days of the Battle of Armageddon. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is not the Battle of Armageddon. Some misplace the context. Some misplace the chronology and say that it's the Battle of Armageddon. It's not. It's the war with Russia. It's where Russia comes against Israel with a five Islamic Arabic nation coalition to destroy Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, going back to the thought at hand, when President Trump brought about the Abrahamic Accord, it was bringing together the pieces of what ultimately shall be involved in the latter days. Here's an article that says, as Middle East buzzes over the Abraham Accord peace treaty, Emmanuel Macron swoops in as we expected, urging two-state solution. Macron today urged the resumption of talks toward a two-state solution with the Palestinians and Israel, which he called the only option to enable a just and lasting peace. Ladies and gentlemen, the two-state solution, that is, if you're not familiar with that, it's the dividing of Jerusalem, giving Jerusalem a division, making part of it the headquarters for and the capital of Israel, and part of it the headquarters and the capital of the Arabic nations, the Palestinians, as they're called. By the way, there's no such people as ethnic people as Palestinians. Palestine was the name that Israel was called before it was called Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the fact that Iran and the Middle East and biblical prophecy are jumping off the pages, whether we recognize it, realize it or not. And we're watching, as we're seeing today on a global basis, eyes being deflected and the thoughts and the major points being away from what's really taking place that has total consequences on a national and international basis. Here's an article that says, in the wake of the recent Abrahamic Accords, the possibility exists that for the first time, we could soon be seeing Muslims and Jews side by side on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem praying together. Further, the article states, Jerusalem is the crown jewel because it is the place where God has placed his name. So naturally, it is also the place that Satan wants to take his own people. The reason why Israel and the Palestinians have never made peace is because they both claim Jerusalem as their capital, and neither side is giving up on that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's as a result of the battle between two brothers, a brother and a half-brother, that's brought about the battle for all of these centuries in relationship to the Islamics and the ones that are calling themselves the Palestinians and the Jewish people. It's a battle because of that blood that is there, bad blood, if you want to call it that. But ladies and gentlemen, those are the things that President Trump did while he was in office that set the stage for what I believe is the fast track that we're on today for watching the prophetic eschatological text of the Word of God fall into place. But the prophecy in Ezekiel 37 of the coming together of a nation literally was fulfilled April the 14th, 1948, when Israel became a nation. And since Israel became a nation recognized by the world, Israel has had the Islamic, jihadist, Arabic neighbors that have tried to tear down and destroy war after war after war, and God has won each war for Israel and blessed Israel as perhaps no other nation on the face of the globe with the exception of the nation of America. But ladies and gentlemen, the Middle East is not about peace. The Middle East today is not at peace in any fashion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the control of a nuclear weapon that I believe is in the hands of the Iranians, they've not openly admitted it. The President Biden administration is not going to admit it. But what was done under the leadership of Obama and Biden, back when Obama was president, of sending $150 billion in cash to Iran in order to get them to sign the dotted line for an agreement that would allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon, and I believe, in my opinion, I believe Iran has that nuclear weapon capabilities today. And I believe, if I can just tuck this in, there's coming a day when a Iranian Scud missile is going to go off course, wipe the Temple Mount clean, and allow the rebuilding of the temple, the third temple, the rebuilding of the third temple to take place. And I believe that will happen. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the Temple Mount movement in Jerusalem today, where they have the priest robes, the temple utensils and furnishings made, the blueprints drawn, the temple priest trained, ready to reengage with the temple services as was found in the Old Testament days. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're watching the coming together of the eschatological prophetic text. One of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that we want to focus on in this broadcast today is to bring about your awareness of what is going to happen and how Iran fits into the picture, along with Russia and others. Iran is angry. Iran is waiting. They're ready to strike Israel at any time. According to the Bible in Ezekiel 38 and 39, they will be part of that five-nation coalition led by Russia that will come against the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel, to try to eviscerate, to annihilate, to destroy the nation of Israel. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, Persia, which is modern-day Iran, I believe they are confident in their military technology, and and that they are about to make their move against Israel, or more likely, maybe Israel is about to make their move by with a preemptive strike to take out these nuclear facilities that Iran is building. There's a certain theologian I follow who believes the Ezekiel 38 war may occur after the rapture, but before the seven-year tribulation period. But we're living in times, and Biden is going to, he's either going to have to deal with this stuff, or who knows what's going to happen.
You're right, exactly right, Joseph. I believe that Iran has the nuclear capability. Let's back up for just a moment, just make a little parenthetical footnote to the statement. It's not in any way trying to diss what you just said at all. Mm-hmm. But Ezekiel 38 and 39 will take place prior to Battle of Armageddon. It will take place after the rapture. We'll see it before the rapture of the church. Ezekiel 38 and 39, here's the reason. After the rapture of the church, there's 7 years of tribulation. The 7 years of tribulation goes into after following that, where the Lord Jesus Christ returns, and there'll be a thousand-year millennial reign. This battle that we see in Revelation, Ezekiel 38 and 39, will have 7 years and 7 months of cleaning up the dead bodies and the war machinery after the battle, according to Ezekiel 39. Mm-hmm. So as a result of that, I cannot imagine that the 7 years and 7 months will go into the millennial reign, where according to my Bible, there's peace and prosperity and plenty in the millennial reign. I just don't believe that will be taking place during the millennial reign. I believe that we will see this battle that will take place in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And I believe that there will be that taking place during those days. But the next thing on the right is the rapture of the church. Mm-hmm. And I believe we'll see the beginning, the starting of all of these events. We may not be here for all of the events to be fulfilled, but I believe that we'll see the setting of the stages we're talking about today for these things to come about. And it will be a horrific scene, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. We're going to talk about in a moment the five allied nations that will be led by the nation of Russia to bring those nations against the little apple of God's eye, the postage stamp called Israel.
Right, right. And I've heard, and you probably have heard this also, that Israel is pretty much sick and tired of fighting these Muslims every 10 or 20 years, and they're going to really... they're going to really pound anybody who tries to take them out, and they're going to take over their country to stop them from doing this again.
Absolutely. And as you said a moment ago, Joseph, I would not be a bit surprised if Israel didn't do a preemptive strike against Iran to, if nothing else, wipe out a few of the nuclear sites that they've got isolated underground and concrete and steel bunkers to harden them and protect them. But Israel, I've said on several occasions, I'd hate to be any nation coming against Israel. They got some of the, if I can use the world's term, they've got some of the meanest machinery and the war machinery and the weaponry and the air force that any nation around the globe would have. And it's because of God's hand being with them and protecting them.
Amen.
Each of the wars that they've won was an impossibility from the human standpoint, but they won. And it's because God is still on the throne, and God is protecting the apple of his eye, which is the nation of Israel, the Jewish people.
Right, and they've got these burrowing, drilling rockets that burrow maybe 40, 50 feet, and then they go off with tremendous force, and so they have the technology to get these hardened sites.
Absolutely. One of the things we need to recognize, and I'm praying that our listeners will understand, we're talking about these things, and it's not just a matter of idle talk. It's a matter that God has already recorded who will be in this war, how it will be carried out, and who will win in the end. And we, as human beings, have the wonderful privilege to live in the era in which we're living, to see God bringing this about, bringing the players together, the pieces of the puzzle, as I call it, are being put on the board. And so I'm thankful that God is in control. I'm thankful that he's still on the throne. I'm thankful that he's in charge. And I'm thankful for his word that is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word, that God said it and that settles it. And we can understand who's going to win in the end. Joseph, brother, thank you so much for your input, for your call, for your insight in the Word of God. Keep on looking up. Have a blessed day today. I believe we have Bob on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, are you familiar with the Copper Scroll Project?
I am not.
The Copper Scroll Project has to do with the treasures of the tabernacle or the temple where all the gold and silver was hidden. And there's a fascinating story where this guy has pretty much found where all the gold and silver is located, and the only reason they can't get it is because, you know, it'll start World War III. And the value of all this gold and silver is probably in the trillions of dollars. And my question is, do you think that the oil is still the spoil that these countries might come to take, or do you think that that spoil could be this copper scroll, all the gold and silver that Israel might soon discover?
Well, let me put it this way succinctly. I believe the oil is the factor. Right today, China and Russia both are scrambling to control the nation's, how would you say, oil and petrol products. I believe also there is an element of the minerals that's under the ground, including diamonds, gold, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that China and Russia both are scrambling for. But I believe the major thing is the oil factor. Right now, for example, Russia has warships docked in Syria. Right now, Russia controls, dominates what happens in Syria. Right now, China is a major player in relationship to the providing of materials for much of the Middle East today. So we're watching a play between a power play between Russia and China as to who's going to dominate. And you'll find China will come into the Battle of Armageddon, according to Revelation chapter 9 and according to Daniel chapter 11. It'll be China with the 200 million man army that will come in to the latter portion of the days of the tribulation and in that time of the Battle of Armageddon. But in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it is not China is not involved. It is the Middle East, not the Far East, led by Russia. So there's the hypothetical, could it be for the gold and the treasures? It may or may not be. I think we have a pretty good handle on what we've seen in history past, which bodes well for history future, that it's over the oil and the oil reserves. Russia at this moment is majorly pushing with their pipeline to control all of Europe with the oil product. And because of the cognitively demented president that we have in office, Joe Biden, he stopped the oil shipment from Canada through America to the ports to be shipped out. As a result of that, Canadian oil probably will wind up going to European countries rather than America. But it's oil, if you want to use that, that turns the cogs in the wheel for most of the nations around the globe today.
Well, Pastor, if you get a chance, look up the Copper Scroll Project. I think you'll find it fascinating.
I'll do that. Thank you for mentioning that. That'd be an insightful thing to look at, and I'd like to find the sources and the people behind it to make the determination whether it's a idle talk or whether it is reality. But thank you so much for your input, for your call. Keep on looking up. I believe we have Derwin on the line. Go with your question. Comment, please.
Yeah, Pastor, I wanted to start off with the fact that ancient Jordan, in the time of Roman occupation, was known, I don't know as a country, but at least an area, as Parthia.
A region, and, yes. Derwin, hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. We've got a hard break coming up for our top of the hour news. Don't hang up. We'll be right back after the news. We'll continue our conversation.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.